The push to raise Baltimore's minimum wage to $15 an hour is on hold for now, after the city council voted to send the bill back to committee last night. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark made the request, so an amendment can be added. Joining us to talk about that amendment and about the bill's future is WYPR's Kenneth Burns, who was at City Hall last night. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
So tell us about this amendment that Councilwoman Clark once added to the bill.
Well, apparently an issue with people with disabilities came out. Councilwoman Clark specifically said it had to do with a state law passed earlier this year that phases out certificates that allowed some organizations to pay disabled workers below minimum wage. The state bill will phase those out by 2020. Councilwoman Clark insists that this is a legitimate issue and not a stall tactic to get the votes.
It came out of nowhere, but yet, while we're there,
the unintended consequences of going back to committee means the bill was not defeated tonight.
That was Councilman Bobby Curran towards the end there. He chairs the Labor Committee, which oversaw the bill. He said there will be a hearing scheduled to hear that amendment.
And Curran was one of the six council members who voted for the bill. Has he said when his committee will look at the amendment?
He said that they'll announce that date at the next council meeting on September the 12th, but Curran said that they will not vote it out of committee until the votes are there for the bill. He said they're not going to go through the same scenario again.
Is there still hope that the bill will make it out before the end of the city council term?
Indeed, there is hope, Nathan. Ricari Jones, she's a political organizer for SEIU 1199, one of the unions backing the bill. She says she understood why the bill was sent back to the committee.
It had to go back to committee because it's not a complete bill. And we want to make sure, like everyone else, that a complete bill goes forward for the workers of Baltimore City. So we know it's not over. We just look at it as a little bit of a delay.
Jones says the coalition is not disappointed and they're confident that a bill will pass.
But how soon will a bill pass? The bill squeaked by in a preliminary vote last week, and it looks like the votes weren't there last night.
That's right. And Councilwoman Clark acknowledged as much that her bill nearly died last night.
Sir, it came as close as a bill gets, but it's alive and well now. It's safe in its nest in Councilman Curran's Labor Committee, and we'll have the hearings and all that.
But once again, that bill will not leave the committee until the votes are there in the full council.
So you're saying the bill might not make it back to the full council before this term is done?
It's not looking good. Not because the whole council is against raising the minimum wage. Many, like Council President Jack Young, think it should happen at least on a regional level, and it just can't be the city by itself.
It puts us at a disadvantage. We already have the highest property tax in the state. Now, think about that. We have the highest property tax in the state, and then you want us to be at $15. Then we have the bottle tax. It just won't work. And that's just a statewide $15 minimum wage.
Young said he proposed a compromise raising the minimum wage to $11.50 an hour, but he said that the unions wanted $15 or nothing. He also said last night that the vote shows that the council is divided on this issue.
Now, there's going to be a largely new city council come December. Is it likely that the new council will pass a higher minimum wage?
Truth be told, that is precisely what Councilwoman Clark is banking on. She believes that the new council will pass her proposal. As she said, if it doesn't pass before the end of this current term, see you in December. Clark is one of the few council veterans that's expected to return with the new council in December. She said if the 8th vote doesn't appear now, she will definitely bring it up with the next council.
WYPR's Metro reporter Kenneth Burns following efforts to raise Baltimore's minimum wage. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.